welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. Well, let's go over to this 8th chapter of Romans. Can we do that real quick, if you don't mind? Glory to God. The 8th chapter of Romans. Open up in your Bible to it, but I'm going to read, if you don't mind, out of the Message Bible, some of the 8th chapter, all right? So listen closely, if you don't mind. So what do you think, with God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing Himself to the worst by sending His own Son, is there anything else He wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God? And we go like this, I'm with the big guy. Ain't gonna mess with me, man, all right? Who's gonna tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Say, I'm one of God's chosen. Who would dare to even point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. That's His place as the high priest, the Bible says, of our confession. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There's no way. Yell out, there's no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, nor bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks and they pick us off one by one. None of this phases us. Say that. Nothing's phasing me because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced. That's what we have to be. Absolutely convinced that nothing, and again it says nothing, living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love, because the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Amen? Amen? So let's go, if you don't mind, to the 4th chapter of Romans, and I'm going to read out of the Amplified in this one. Fair enough? I'm trying to build something on the inside of you, and I know the only way to do that is through the Word of God. We've been over this so many times, but let's just read some of it, if that's all right with you. And let's start with verse 16 of the 4th chapter of Romans. I'm in the Amplified. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith. Now, listen to me. Many times people struggle with the word faith, and it's because many times we don't have hope, which is a springboard to faith. You have to have hope. Amen? How many of you have ever been in a place where you just feel hopeless? Ever been there? Well, that's where the enemy wants us, because if we're in a place of no hope or hopelessness, it doesn't allow us to reach up for faith that will be a springboard, amen, to God's word and get us out. We've all been there one time or another. In order that it might be given us an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid, guaranteed to all His descendants. Wow. Not only to the devotees and the guarantees of all His descendants, not only to the inheritance of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. Say, He's the father of every one of us. Amen? Now, stay right there. The Lord just said something to me. You don't mind? Just stay put for a minute. Go back to the 8th chapter of Romans, if you don't mind. We're going to leapfrog back to chapter 8. And look at verse 17 and 18 of that 8th chapter. And if we are His children, then we are His heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing His inheritance with Him. Only we must share His suffering if we are to share His glory. This next verse is so powerful. Listen, but what of that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, this present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be, and I'd underline this in your Bible, revealed to us, say revealed to us, in us, for us, and conferred on us. Can I read that again? Put your own name in there if you don't mind. Revealed to Paul, revealed in Paul, revealed for Paul, and conferred on Paul. But my wife and I sometimes have conversations. We've been doing this for almost 40 years or beyond or below. Who in the world knows? But there's sometimes when we preach the word of God and we send it out and our hopes and expectations are so high, but yet we don't see the change that we want to see in the lives of the people that we minister to. That's Harvest Church and those around the globe. We get nice letters, thank you for this and that. But we're not satisfied with what we're seeing. I want to see more from the body of Christ here and throughout the world. And we were listening to a powerful woman. I'm going to give you her name. It'd be something good for you to look up online. And she's on TBN and some other stations. Her name is Caroline Leaf. She's a cognitive neuroscientist, PhD in communication, pathology, and specializing in neuropsychology. And she's a born-again, spirit-filled believer. Amen. Say Caroline Leaf. If you listen to her, something's going to happen. Check it out. Caroline Leaf, as in those that fall in the fall. But she said something the other day that really helped me, and I think it helped my wife. She said this, and I put it in a little formula. She said 7:21. She said, if you will spend 7 minutes a day on a scripture verse for 21 days, that scripture verse will take root inside of you. Meditating on it. I think I showed you last week an engineer arm doing something, maybe putting the baby Jesus on top of the tree or who knows what. Sometimes you carry something, it's too heavy, and you wind up what they call frozen shoulder. And when I went there, they measured my how this one worked. And then they said over here, go ahead and move your arm. And I said, I am. Worst thing in the world to say you're doing something, but it ain't happening. So they told me, here's what we have to do. I heard the words of the surgeon. He said, well, let's send you to therapy for 4 or 5 weeks. And if there's no change, we may have to go in and do surgery. Now, as soon as I heard that, guess what happened to me? I'm going to therapy. Because what? I don't want to go under a knife, and I probably wouldn't. I said, I'm going to get better. And I still remember laying on the table in the therapist's office, and they were measuring everything. They said, well, move this one. I said, I am. She had that little thing that bends and shows how much. But look what's happened after 4 weeks of therapy. You understand what I'm saying? But when I heard the terrible news that may come, I chose to do something. I could have just went like this and, you know, played, well, you know, put in a sling and everybody feels sorry for me. But I made a determination that I was going to make whatever was necessary in my life to happen. I have to go 3 days a week. That ain't fun. Some of the things they do to you, they aren't fun. Amen. But I'll tell you where I am now and where I was. How did that happen? Because what they told me to do, I did on a daily basis. And I applied it over and over and over again until all of a sudden this changed, and then this changed, and then this changed, and before you know it, it's back to almost normal. You hear what I'm saying? But it was a repetitious thing. Say repetitious. I had to make certain that if I did this, I'd get better. I'm telling you what this woman said when she said 7 minutes a day. Say 7 minutes. How many of us have 7 minutes in the course of a day? If we would take and meditate on that, now the number 7 is what? Number of completion or perfection, am I right? Then when I heard 21, I said, well, that's 3 perfections in a row. How many of you want the word of God to take root on the inside of you so when you need it, it's available for you and it's there to use? It's kind of like putting some bullets in a gun and they're blanks. I'm close enough to the shooting range. I think you hear too, Jim. Till 9 o'clock at night from early in the morning, you can hear the guns going off. I had like 12 deer in my yard yesterday, and they started shooting. These deer just took off, and they must be 2-3 miles away from me. But it echoes down in my house. They just took off into the woods. Why? Because they knew somebody was shooting up. I want the enemy to know that I'm shooting off the word of God out of my mouth, and I know what it means because it's taken root on the inside of me. Amen? How many of you really want change in your spiritual life? I certainly do. What's going to happen is we apply the word of God. Me giving you a cold snack on Sunday morning ain't going to do it. If we are serious, I'm going to look for a good place to put good seed. Amen? I'm going to find a place where I know it's going to grow. Say grow. Remember in the parable of the sower? And he said that even in good ground, what kind of produce did you get? 30, 60, 100. That means if we go through that process of halfway through, we may get 30. But I want the 100. I want the overflow blessing. I want to get more than I possibly can out of what God's word said. And can I tell you something? God's word has transformed my life, not just when I got saved, but it's still transforming my life today. I'll talk to people and all of a sudden the word of God will just flow out. I hear my wife on the phone ministering to people and the word of God just flowing out of her heart. Glory to God. Sometimes I'll come home and I'll be listening and say, oh my God, what's going on? She's in there praying in the Holy Ghost, walking around the house on the phone with somebody. I got news for you. Ain't no devils coming around our house. I'm telling you, the word of God flows in our house. There's peace. There's contentment. There's no strife in our house because we put a demand on the word of God to do exactly what it's supposed to do. Amen. See, I have hope in the word of God, and that hope has brought me to a platform of faith, supernatural faith, to believe God for whatever it is that he says to me. Now, how many of you want to get on this thing? Starting tomorrow. I'm not going to give you a verse. You pick out a verse. I don't care if it's John 3:16. Can I challenge you a little bit further? 7 minutes times 4, 28. I'm challenging you to take 4 verses on in a 30-minute period. It's kind of like going to the gym after the first of the year and work off everything you ate you weren't supposed to. How many of us start out that way? I'm never eating another cookie as long as I live. Then you open up, oh, there's a leftover cookie. Don't want it to go to waste. Amen? I'm telling you, how many of you are looking for transformation in your life? The Bible says in Romans, renew your mind how often? The Lord has given you a plan through me, through listening to this great, powerful woman, that if you'll take one scripture verse, and I'm challenging you to go beyond that. There's 4 kinds of ground in the parable of the sower. I'm telling you, take 4 and do 4 scripture verses every day. And I want you to do that for 21 days and tell me if there isn't a supernatural change that's taken place in your life. And from that point on, it's something that you will do on a continual basis because you want to grow, because you want to see the dead raised. You want to see those that are sick get well. You want to see the lost get won to Christ. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just give him a praise offering, would you please? Just give him a praise offering. I'm with the big guy. Look at verse 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He's appointed our father in the sight of God, whom he believed, who gives life to the dead. Say life to the dead. You see, the Spirit of God wants to speak to the tombs in our life and speak resurrection power over them. How many of us have things in our life that seem to be dead? They've rolled a tomb, stone in front of the tomb, and it seems like it's dead, it's over. Well, that's the way it was with Jesus, only the word of God is supreme. And it's, listen to me now, the word of God stands over every tomb in your life, in my life, that seals that which is dead, and he's about to pop that stone out and roll the thing away and bring resurrection life into everything in your life that seems to be dead. Amen? He's going to revive hope and build on your hope and create a supernatural faith where you're going to see everything you've ever wanted in your life come to pass. You know why? Say, I'm serious about this thing. I'm as serious as I can be about this thing. Amen? I thought many times about just flat out quitting. You know what? So many people are getting out of their ministry and I'm a certain age and this and that. How do you quit telling people about Jesus? When I decide to step down from the pulpit because the Lord says so and pass this on, you think I'm going to sit in a rocking chair with my wife on a porch and just rock, rock, rock and get nowhere? We're just going to find a different position and still do the same thing, telling people about Jesus with every breath that's in our life, because that's our life. Our purpose is to tell people about Jesus. Amen?
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.